from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
Right now in the Afternoon Edition, the latest storm is on its way out, and once again, crews are digging through the damage. Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Yamamoto. After another wet and windy day turned deadly with tens of thousands of people still left in the dark, now the system is finally starting to move out. So let's get the First Alert meteorologist Jessica Burt. So are we completely out of the woods just yet?
We are very close. We're going to start off actually with a live look at the Doppler in just a second. You'll see the system now tracking to the south. And so far, this is how much rain we've already got. Over 4.5 inches just near Ben Lomond. Over 2 inches in Redwood City and Berkeley, close to that just in Novato. This has been a very impressive storm. And taking a look at our First Alert Doppler right now, the rain is starting to track to the south. That area of low pressure, it's starting to dissipate just over the Santa Cruz Mountains and even past that, too. Earlier this morning, we were the first ones up in the North Bay to see dry conditions, and that's the case all throughout the bay. But down to the south, just near Half Moon Bay right now, we're still seeing little isolated pockets of rain. This one currently active just to the east of Half Moon Bay along California 35. So a little bit of active conditions right now, but it's going to start clearing up really as we head into the afternoon. A live look at the Golden Gate Bridge right now. Clear skies above there. It's still breezy. You can see that offshore flow indicated just by that American flag. And current temperatures mostly in the 50s right now. We'll have more on what you can expect for the rest of this week coming up in your full forecast. Ryan.
On the peninsula, a mudslide is causing evacuation orders and warnings. This is on Patrol Road in Woodside. Our Jocelyn Moran is live in that neighborhood right now. Jocelyn, you spoke with someone who lives in that area. So what's it looking like right there? You can see they're working right behind you.
Yeah, Ryan, this actually just happened, I would say, within the last 20 minutes or so. Heavy machinery has actually been brought out here. You can see that they are trying to clean up some of this mess. This has definitely been a concern for people who live in the area, for firefighters, as well as for the sheriff's department. The concern was that this was going to eventually block the whole road. That has not happened. You can see it is blocking part of the road here. But again, crews are out here, hopefully, trying to clean up the mess here. This happened around 5 a.m. Fire tells us they came to this area because of a tree potentially threatening a structure. Fire department noticed a continuous landslide. That's when residents in the area got a knock on their doors.
The police were at our door this morning saying they will let you out but not back in.
So if you leave, you can't come back.
Yeah, if you leave, you can't come back.
So well, you said
I'm sticking it out. Somebody's got to stick it out with the dog, right?
Well, the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office tweeted that the 600 to 800 block of Patrol Road was under a highly recommended evacuation. So about 30 homes were affected in and around this area. We talked to Chris, who you just heard from there. He said he decided not to leave. Talked to another resident off camera who did leave his home with some of his belongings. We also just talked with Woodside Fire on what they're looking at now.
We made an advisory to the public to let them know of the situation and the potential need for an evacuation. It was not a mandatory order at the time. And now we have crews from the town surveying the property to assess the stability of the land.
All right, we did at least talk to one resident, the one I mentioned off camera. He was telling us that he left his home. He has been able to go back, so cars have been coming in and out of this road. Also, residents are telling us they're concerned right now. They have not had power since yesterday. They're also concerned about some of the trees in this area. You can see that they are pretty close to some of the power lines here, and they're afraid of some of the trees that are actually starting to lean over. Again, this is just one of many storms we have experienced over the last few weeks. So this was one of their concerns, but mostly talking to residents, they say that they are worried about some of the trees in the area. So, Ryan, this is an area that we will be monitoring, too.
Yeah, definitely, especially with that ground so saturated. I think Jocelyn Moran reporting live in Woodside. The Contra Costa County coroner releasing the identity of the man killed by a falling tree in Walnut Creek during yesterday's storm. This all happened around 7 o'clock on Stanley Dollar Drive. This is near Tice Creek. The tree fell onto the car, killing the passenger identified as Thomas Huster. The driver suffered minor injuries as well. We've also learned the identity of the person killed by a eucalyptus tree falling down in Portola Valley. The San Mateo County coroner says 29-year-old Jesus Ivan Cruz Diaz from San Jose was killed on Alpine Road around 1:30 Tuesday afternoon. When rescue crews arrived, they say they found Cruz Diaz trapped inside a van, and while they were trying to remove the tree to save him, the wind knocked down more trees onto the car. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A third person was also killed by another fallen tree. This happened near Lake Merritt in Oakland. This was around 4:20 yesterday afternoon on Bellevue Avenue. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Well, tens of thousands of people still without power this afternoon after the high winds knocked down power lines all across the Bay Area. This is PG&E's power outage map right now. We're seeing more outages from the East Bay all the way down to the Santa Cruz Mountains and in San Francisco. The 3rd Street Bridge near Oracle Park, well, that took some damage yesterday. The wind blew some nearby barges into it, ripping apart that wooden walkway. No word yet on how long repairs will take, but the city engineer said he's impressed how well the 90-year-old bridge withstood those hits.
That's something to be proud about, because I guess they don't build them like they used to.
In the meantime, that side of the bridge is now closed and will not raise, and they will not raise it to let boats through. The Giants host the A's for an exhibition game next Monday, but fans will still be able to walk on the other side of that bridge. Stay with us throughout the day. We'll have much more First Alert weather coverage ahead, bringing you the very latest on air, online, and always streaming on the CBS News app. Well, sources tell CBS News that the New York grand jury investigating former President Trump is nearly done with its work, but they are not meeting today, so we'll have to wait until tomorrow at the earliest for any announcements. Jared Hill is in New York with the very latest on this waiting game.
Former President Donald Trump remains at his home in Florida. He's waiting to see if a New York grand jury indicts him for allegedly falsifying records to pay for the silence of adult film star Stormy Daniels back in 2016. She says they had an affair.
Our enemies are desperate to stop us.
Trump, who's running for president in 2024, says the entire investigation is politically motivated, and many fellow Republicans agree.
I just think it just kind of reeks of political revenge.
In New York, a handful of demonstrators gathered to support the efforts of the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg. He says he plans to apply the rule of law no matter what.
If an indictment is issued, law enforcement sources say Trump would surrender in New York. He would be fingerprinted, photographed, and arraigned, all under the protection of Secret Service.
The Secret Service is very well equipped to handle large crowds, large visits, things that are unique in the way of protection. They're planning ahead for anything that could go wrong.
Various law enforcement agencies in New York and Washington, D.C. are also standing by, mindful of the violent protests that unfolded on January 6, 2021 at the U.S. Capitol.
And the Federal Reserve raising interest rates again, this time by a quarter of a point. This is in response to the ongoing issues in the country's banking industry. They're trying to walk the tightrope of supporting the banking and financial systems while also fighting inflation. And taking a live look at the big board right now, you can see the Dow Jones. It was up and down this morning, and right now it is down about 212 points.